Saturday edition of the program, and you can join us online and on the phones and bring up whatever, and on the air, of course, bring up whatever is on your mind. That is the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231, and it's brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything. Of course, we're going to bring up a few things that we find interesting that might pique your interest. And we'll start things out with a story that, thankfully, I haven't seen in a little while. But it's apparently time for it to pop up again. Buxton, Maine, according to WMTW television over there, Buxton police have raided a building where people were trying to raise money and give free food to the needy. Because, well, the police clearly don't have anything better to do in Buxton. Nobody murdering anybody over there, apparently, or causing any damage to anyone's property, or raping, or pillaging, or anything like that in Buxton. So they're going after charity poker tournaments.
Well, they know where the charity poker tournament is.
That's true. It's easy to bust those guys. It happened at the Narragansett Pythian Sisters Temple on Route 22, where people were playing the card game Texas Hold'em to benefit the Buxton Community Food Co-op. But state police said the game was illegal. That's because whenever a gambling tournament is held to raise money for a group and takes place at its headquarters, a permit is needed. And the co-op didn't have one.
You didn't have your papers.
That's right. So, state police seized cards, poker chips, and $500 in cash. Money the food co-op say they desperately needed. Apparently that doesn't matter to these
500
police.
$500 is a lot of money for a food co-op.
For any charity, $500 is pretty nice,
well,
right?
For the smaller, single town charities, United Way, it's a drop in the bucket. But, $500 goes a long way for a food co-op where they, survive on donations and everybody volunteers their time.
Joanne Groder, one of the members of the co-op, says she's very, very sad about what happened. She said, "We've got a lot of people who come here, people who are out of work, people who have cancer. We have a lot of people," she said. "But state police are standing by what was done."
They say that, as a matter of fact, food banks are having more people come now with the economy turning down.
They say that the former people that were donating to the food bank, many of them are now becoming clients of the food bank. It's true.
It shows what a generous nation this is.
The lieutenant of the Maine State Police said, in this particular case, they weren't licensed, and they knew they weren't, and they knew they needed one. The money from the co-op's card game is currently being held as evidence while the investigation continues. I wonder what sorts of charges will be brought against these folks that were just trying to do something nice for people. They were trying to give their supporters something fun, an event that's fun to come to and socialize and have a little gambling, play a little poker, and at the end of the night, all of the kitty from the dealers goes to the co-op. I mean, who could disagree with something like that? Who could look at an event like that and say, criminals, who do they think they are not pulling their permits? And of course, I have to ask, if the police did something like this, there must be someone out there listening to the sound of our voice that supports an action like this.
This is a nation of laws, you know.
This is a nation of laws, and if you don't follow them word for word, bit by bit, you are a criminal and you deserve hard time. So how long should the organizers of this event actually have to spend in jail?
Well, I would say that the person who believes it is a nation of laws would likely say, well, what's the law say?
Right, and then they say, well, we could find them. It's just a permit issue. They don't need to go to jail for that. We need to find them.
Do they get their $500 back to pay the fine?
No. That was all raised illegally, see? So I'd have to pay the fine on top of that. Now, of course, I have to ask what will happen to the person if they decide that they'd rather have their money go to the co-op instead of to the government, and they're not interested in paying the government for the service of raiding their poker game. Because I wouldn't blame them if that's what they said. I wouldn't give the government money for something like this. So, do you believe that the state police were doing the right thing? 1-800-259-9231. Maine State Police raided a charity poker game because it didn't have a permit. Did they do the right thing? 1-800-259-9231. Would love to hear from somebody that thinks that they did, because I think it's outrageous. And I don't care if it's not for charity. There's nothing wrong with people getting together, having fun, adults consenting on a voluntary basis to play games with one another for cash prizes.
This is a holdover from our Puritan past when I remember that my grandmother said that my great-grandmother Traub, immigrants from Germany, beat her brothers with a stick, in order because she found playing cards. She found them with playing cards.
Jesus doesn't like that.
No. Jesus didn't. Well, he didn't like it 100 years ago. He doesn't really care so much about it
now.
Was
it a religious thing? Was that where it came from? It's not religious to gamble? Is that the
idea? It's a piousness thing. It's, Victorian.
I'm better than you are. That kind of thing.
That kind of thing. So, the fact is most people believe that you should be able to gamble with your money.
Hmm.
They
stock market.
Yeah. Forget Vegas, Biloxi, Atlantic City.
They're all legal there, right?
All kinds of gambling going on in the United States. And if it's permitted, it's fine. The
Indian
same
casinos.
Gambling game would have been fine if they would have gotten the papas.
So what you're saying is if you combine the charity games with all the Indian casinos and Vegas and Atlantic City and all of the existing the dog tracks, horse tracks, all of the existing examples of legal gambling, the one common element is that they've gone to the gang, the violent monopoly, the people, the men and the women calling themselves government, whether it be the state or the feds or whoever it is they need to go to, and they've supplicated themselves and begged for permission in order to be able to run their gambling tables. So if they ask for permission from the government, then all of a sudden it becomes legitimate.
Right.
The same exact act is no longer a crime.
The question I would ask here is, don't I have a right to gamble my money? Don't I have a right to play Texas Hold'em? Apparently, rights being what they are, who knows? But don't I have that right? Most people would say, I believe, yes, that you have the right to do that. If I have that right, then do I have to? Why do I have to go to the government and ask permission? If
they
I have to ask permission, then
it's
I don't have the right. They're just acting like the mob.
That's all they are. I'm sorry to anybody who believes otherwise or has never even heard that suggested before, but they're getting protection money from gambling operations. That's what it is. The Indian casino down the road.
Hey, I don't want anything bad to happen to your little gambling operation here, so if you give me the money up front, there won't be any problems.
No problem, yeah. So the Indian casino down the road from you, they've got the ability to run their operation, and that's great. I think they should be able to. But I also think that if we get together, Mark, and we've got more money than we know what to do with, we should be able to invest in and open our own casino as well and compete in the marketplace like free people would. But it doesn't work that way.
No.
And these state troopers get to stand there and fold their arms and act all indignant and righteous about the fact that they raided a charity poker game and took $500 out of the mouths of hungry people. That's what they did.
Sweet.
Let's go to your calls. Talk to Edwin in South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Edwin. You're on Free Talk Live. Edwin?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, we got the same problem in Charleston, South Carolina. They closed down a charity event, but then we have bridge events at community centers that they let them go right on.
So the bridge games are for money?
That's correct.
What do you think the inconsistency is all about?
It's Bible Belt.
But why are they giving preference to one group over another? What do you think?
It's very hard to discern that.
Yeah, maybe they just know somebody. Maybe somebody's friends, somebody on the squad is friends with the people that are organizing the other games. Because when's the last time a police poker game got raided? I mean, don't tell me that the police don't ever get together and play their own little gambling night games together.
Texas Hold'em is very popular right now. I must say that I've partaken in more than one illegal gambling venture with Texas Hold'em. I'm not going to say how much I won because I know somebody will come and take my money from me.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It doesn't just go on in Maine. I think the last story was from Maine the last time we talked about this. But
I don't remember.
I don't know. It's been a while. Thank goodness that we don't see these stories very often. Maybe most of the charities that are doing this are good about keeping it quiet, or maybe the cops look the other way. But everybody should be able to gamble if that's what they want to do. Don't tell me that making gambling illegal is stopping the gambling addicts from gambling. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-685-3314. 800-685-3314. That's 800-685-3314.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. It is the Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, all you have to do is click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site, free, at freetalklive.com.
I've been using this product, Unicure, for over a year now, and it's a hair conditioner, a skin conditioner, an anti-itch soother. It softens your skin. It's amazing stuff. I know it sounds like snake oil, but I swear by it. You only have to feel when you feel the stuff, it just feels more pure than regular hair.
We're picky about the products that we're going to actually endorse. I mean, I don't remember the last product you endorsed. I guess it was Dexy 20, but.
Yeah,
we're pretty picky about
the Dexy 20 sure worked too. But I swear by this Unicure. It's all natural. It's been sold in salons since 1973, and you can get it at unicure.com or call 888-UNICURE. So if you have sensitive skin, sensitive scalp, Unicure would be great for you. Unicure.com.
They got a conditioner and a shampoo, from what I understand.
They have all kinds of products there. Personally, it's the skin and hair conditioner that I've been using, so that's what I endorse.
We tried the conditioner, the shampoo on our kitty, and it worked great.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So let's continue with your phone calls. We started the show out tonight with a story out of Maine that is unfortunately not a unique story. We've heard this story before, not from the same town, but we've heard a similar story where the state police have gone in and raided a charity poker event. Now, I think everybody should be able to go and play poker if that's what they want to do, and risk money if that's what they choose, because, well, I think you're big boys and girls, and you have the ability to decide for yourself how to handle your finances and how to handle your free time and what to do for leisure activities. So I think you should be able to make those choices. But the state police say, no, we're going to take this $500 cash prize that was being offered, going to take it out of the mouths of the hungry because it was a food co-op that was doing it for charity purposes. And, maybe they'll charge some people with some crimes as well, lock some people in jail cells. Who could possibly support this? If you're a supporter of gambling raids, we'd love to hear from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's go ladies first to Linda in Florida. You can bring up anything as well. Linda, you're listening to WFLA. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Nice to talk to you. I just have to laugh at our police that just for a piece of paper, it's legal for one and unlawful for another because the government didn't get their cut.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the definition of a protection racket?
That's kind of what I actually did know people in the mob, and that's what they called it, is protection.
The difference, though, there are a few key differences. The difference between the mob, sort of the classical Godfather-style protection rackets, and the government's protection racket, is that the government just does it all right out in the open. They have no problem being completely obvious about what they're doing. In fact, they're so brazen that they will even fly flags in front of their offices to identify them, whereas the mob tends to try to operate underground to some extent and relatively anonymously.
Yeah, but they're happy with what they get. The government's never happy.
That's an interesting point.
Well, I think that if the mob were to continue without any kind of check against them, likely they at some point would just start demanding so much money they would be an arduous, overbearing organization that worked very similar to the government.
Yeah, they'd be identical then.
Yeah.
Linda, any other thoughts tonight?
Here in Florida, our Highway Patrol's having a click it and ticket program.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if you've heard about it.
Actually, we live in New Hampshire, although we were both born and raised down there in the Tampa Bay area. But we live in the one state out of 50 that doesn't have mandatory adult seatbelt laws. So this is the only place in the country that the click it or ticket program doesn't actually occur.
We still get the commercials on the radio, though.
Yeah. Police are going to be cracking down.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're cracking down by going to the local school parking lot and parking in the parking lot of the school, standing inside the right-of-way boundary and looking at the parents and the kids as they're trying to come in to drop off to go to school.
Mm. So would that mean that it'd be more likely that young people would be un-seatbelted because they'd be getting ready to get out of the car?
Mm-hmm. That's what I told the officers. I said, this is totally unbelievable. I said, I was seatbelted, and my child was seatbelted. But this is ridiculous. I said, he easily couldn't and might as well not have been, because by the time pulling in the driveway, it's get unbuckled, get your bags, get ready to jump out of the car so that the flow can go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want it to be like the airports where they're going to accuse you of being a mad bomber if you stay there too long. So.
Oh, yeah. And the officer that I talked to told me, ma'am, you need to get back in your car or we're going to have to take you downtown.
So did you actually get a ticket or were you just expressing your outrage?
I was just expressing my outrage that they had a captive audience, people who were afraid to allow their children to walk to school because they wanted to make sure they saw them again that afternoon. That's why they were driving them to school.
Mm-hmm.
And that they were punishing them for their parental concern by being in the parking lot writing them tickets.
It's such a such a great example of the laziness of the government people, the police in this particular case or who we're talking about. But most government bureaucrats are lazy because they have no incentive to do anything in a decent amount of time or do it efficiently or do it well. And so a great example of how they're just picking off some of the easier marks.
They have incentive from their own person, you know, coming from inside. They want to do a good job. However, they're not incentivized financially in the same way that the free market incentivizes.
Well, people. They are incentivized financially in that everybody they bust, they get more money for the department. There is that.
Some departments don't
work that way. They caught two per car, that was $340.
They caught what?
Our ticket is $170 per person.
Jeez, it used to be $50.
For seatbelt violations?
For a seatbelt violation.
Man.
Golly.
Holy cow.
Hey, Linda, thanks for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah. See, so, yeah, they do have a financial incentive to bust as many people and ticket as many people as possible. But the financial incentive that they don't have that you are talking about was that if you decide you don't want their services anymore, you can't pull your funding from them.
Or to protect and serve, as they said they do. Are you really protecting and serving me by giving me a seatbelt ticket? I don't feel that way. I don't feel served or protected. What I feel you're doing when you give a ticket out like that, and the cops on the bottom rung really don't have any options here. It's all the chief decided, or you know, the captain decided. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going to go. This is what we're going to do. Mostly, these guys got into their professions in order to, you know, throw themselves in front of bullets and stop bad guys from hurting good people.
I've got an email from a police instructor that will disagree with you on that.
All right. Well, some of them, the ones that I like, got into the business for that reason, and it's a good thing. However, if they were to say, I'm not going to go there and give out a bunch of tickets to a bunch of people who are taking their kids to school in a rush and trying to get them out of the car, I'm not going to do it. Well, they'd be gone the next day. The police union wouldn't be able to protect them in that case.
That reminds me, I got a phone call from one of those police charity groups that hires a phone bank people to call and try to get them money. And every time I get a call from one of those people, I always make the point of saying, you know, I don't have anything against the cops, but, you know, I do have a problem with them arresting peaceful people. And until they stop arresting peaceful people, until they stop aggressing against peaceful people, they can't get it. They're not going to get any support from me. And, of course, the guy on the other side of the phone, well, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and blah, 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 blah. And then he started to kind of agree with me. He sounded like kind of a young urban male who was just trying to do a job, right? And he was basically agreeing with me what I was saying about the cops. More coming up.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You already know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Talk Live, it's the Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners. It's all completely free, so enjoy it over at freetalklive.com.
You can get a free audiobook and try it out at audiblepodcast.com. They have 60,000 downloadable audiobooks over there for you to just go and try. You can download them on your MP3 player or listen to them while, right in front of your computer. You can try them out by downloading a free one today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you don't use that address, you won't get the free audiobook. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Ladies first, Kiskit is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kiskit.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, Jason, I'm a big fan of your videos and also Alex.
I'm sorry, what?
Studying the New World Order.
No, you are calling the wrong show. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, basically, I called. I had experienced a similar situation to the paramedic that y'all have been doing the news on recently.
We did happen to talk about that on a recent show, but I'm still not convinced you're listening to the right show. Go ahead with your thoughts on it.
Oh, okay. Anyways, about 10 years ago, I was still working as a paramedic in Michigan, and we had a similar situation. Me and my partner had a car accident where there were several victims, some of them serious, and I radioed in for backup, anybody that was off duty to show up. And so our new boss happened to be off duty, and she showed up. And apparently, on the way over, she was speeding, and the police showed up onto our scene and were harassing my boss, trying to ticket her and harass her while she was taking care of some critical patients, as well as I was trying to call the hospital and give the information. And the police just wouldn't let up on her. I was, you know, trying to yell to my partner, give me some information on your patient so I can give it to the hospital. And this guy just wouldn't let up on her, and we were both getting frustrated. Patients were critical. I finally yelled at him to get out of my ambulance, and then that got him really upset with me, and he came over. And I said, can't we deal with this at the hospital? Kind of like these other people said, can we just deal with this at the hospital? And he didn't really like my tone, and, you know, everyone was getting frustrated because, you know, the whole scene and everything. And I said, let's just deal with this at the hospital. We're only a mile away. You know who we are. It's not like we're going anywhere.
Hey, he's got a badge. He'll do whatever he wants to do.
Exactly. And he said, well, I want to talk to your boss. I'm like, that is my boss. In fact, the one you're harassing, you know, and he just didn't know what to, he didn't know what to think at that point. But he was just ridiculous.
So did anything ever happen as a result of that? Do you know if that guy ever was even disciplined?
Well, he thought that our boss was our old boss, who was another employee. He kind of got demoted, and not, you know, skill-wise, but just, you know, it's politics with the company. And he thought that this guy was our boss, and so he really couldn't do anything. But this guy, later, he pulled me over, gave me a ticket for speeding, you know, just things like that. He was the type of police officer that would also give tickets to fellow officers that would come into town for meetings. He was just known to be like that. I mean, he was just ridiculous. After that, we would have calls, and he wouldn't even help. You know, like, I needed to get some information from him, and he would be like almost like a dance around the scene where he would go to the opposite side, and it'd be just totally impossible to deal with.
Real professional guy, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call tonight, Kiskin. I appreciate hearing from you.
I'm a volunteer firefighter in my town, and they give us little badges for our license plates. And I guess these are, you know, free, get out of jail free card for speeding.
Really?
I would assume. I don't.
Sweet.
You know, why would they give you a badge for your car otherwise?
Yeah.
It's my opinion that
you get a little flashing light you can put on the top too.
If you want a flashing light, you can get it. I think that my Dodge Shadow would look really silly with a bunch of flashing lights at the top. And I'm of the opinion that you should drive safely no matter what.
Uh-huh.
And
speeding is not necessarily unsafe.
I didn't say that you shouldn't.
Okay.
I was not trying to imply that. I certainly have sped, in both to a call and not to a call, but. You know, I don't think that people that are, you know, going along in a safe fashion, whether it's over the speed limit or not, should be harassed. I'm just, you know, I think the speed limits are set artificially low for fundraising purposes.
I think in the case that she was talking about, that particular cop's, how typical that some out of control rogue cop is in no way punished for the terrible things he's done. I mean, he's pulling people over on the way to the hospital. Ambulances. Pulling EMTs over on the way to the hospital and no punishment. He's still operating years later, still harassing people. And it goes back to what we were talking about before. There's no accountability whatsoever to these government bureaucracies. They can do whatever they want, and you'll keep paying for it, or they'll put you in a jail cell, or at least steal your house from you. And if you don't want to let them steal your house, then there's a real good chance you're going to either get shot or end up in a jail cell. That's the way it works. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Tim in Texas. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, I'm calling because you asked for people who supported gambling raids and such.
Yeah, there was a group of folks out in Maine that were raided by the state police because they were running a charity poker tournament. The state police took $500 from them out of the mouths of hungry people and decided to keep it for themselves while they investigate. Your thoughts?
Well, not that I support gambling laws. I'm enough of a libertarian to not support that. But there's a couple reasons why I believe that even if it's a silly law, there needs to be enforcement. On a practical level, enforcing a silly law is the only way it ever gets changed. Like here in Texas, the only reason the sodomy law ever got overturned is because somebody actually set up a situation where they, you know, got caught engaging in that act, and that was the impetus to let the law get thrown out. Otherwise, it just sits there. And on a more philosophical level, I don't see much of a difference between, you know, people deciding that, this law should get enforced and this one shouldn't because I like it, and what the government's doing right now where they just overblow and they love the Commerce Clause but seem to forget, you know, the 10th, 9th, 2nd, parts of the 4th and 5th Amendments and stuff like.
So let me see if I've got you straight. You're saying you support the enforcement of asinine laws in the hopes that the enforcement of those laws will help them get overturned.
That's the practical side. On the philosophical side, I don't think that my vision of which laws are asinine and which ones are not carry any more weight than any other human or citizen's right, view about which laws are asinine and which are not. So
Let's talk more about the practical side here for a moment, right. Because
exactly how do you intend to get the law in Texas where it's illegal to take more than three sips of beer at a time while standing enforced?
That would probably be tricky to set up, but you know, some guys managed to set it up so they got caught mid-buggery, and you know.
What? What
they had
I don't
to pull
understand.
That off really well.
To me, that sounds like civil disobedience, and they, you know, they managed to you know, find somebody who would enforce it. However, I'm of the opinion, you know, that when you do have bad laws, that perhaps it's cops should use their discretion to not enforce them. Don't you agree? I mean,
yeah.
Especially when those laws are really have stiff penalties to them. Like, for instance,
well, if they're really silly, you can probably get them tossed, you know, without the enforcement mechanism, just by, you know, bringing it to people's attention or having your, you know, your local.
How do you get tossed? How do you get a law tossed?
Yeah, after you've gone to jail.
I mean, here in New Hampshire, it's against the law. It's a felony to possess a stiletto. That's a two-sided blade, unless you're hunting. Don't tell me. I guess you're gonna, you know, quick the switchblade on the deer out there and stab him in the neck or something. But for some reason, you're allowed to have a two-sided blade while hunting, but no other time. That is a felony. Should I risk more than a year in prison, away from my wife, away from my child, and losing everything? I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't afford to go away for a year without losing just about everything I own. Mm-hmm. I'm the only breadwinner in my family. Is that really what you want to see?
Ideally, no. Now, oddly enough, I sell knives and weapons, so I'm actually quite familiar with a lot of these laws. And when you sell in Massachusetts, you actually have to artificially peel off one of the edges on our double.
Well, so why aren't you out there breaking law after law to make a point to people and try to get it repealed?
There's a point where, you know, I know that you decided that it's worth standing up for the right to have a couch in your porch to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And you've made that choice. And I'm assuming there are other laws that you decide not to make the choice because the penalty is too great or what have you, or the principle is not.
I want to bring you back in a moment, Tim, if you don't mind. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Tim says that that he's okay with enforcing victimless crimes because he hopes that will make it stop in the future. I say just stop enforcing it, and then the problem's solved.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This show is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind if you call 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free. They include the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then, well, think about supporting SACL CAI. They're our number one sponsor of the show. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, especially if that company is a hospital, doctor's office, bank, or utility, SACL CAI would probably be a good one to handle it. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
So we started the hour out talking about a charity poker game that was raided in the state of Maine. The state police came in there. They confiscated the $500 that the knight had so far earned. And I don't know if they've charged anybody with anything yet, but they've certainly stolen the money from these people. And Tim is on the line to defend the enforcement of laws like this. And it's not because, as you said, Tim, if I'm understanding you correctly, it's not because you agree with the law. It's because you believe that the enforcement of asinine laws like this is going to encourage it to be changed. Did I understand you correctly?
Yeah, that's part of it. The other part is, while, you know, we may agree that a person has a right to do with their own body, you know, and take drugs, sell it for money, or end their own life, and it's their right, There are a lot of other, you know, American citizens who believe that if a government agent comes to your house with no warrant, taps your phone, leaves, you never know about it, they get bored with you, don't find anything, they disconnect the warrant, and you never knew about it. A lot of Americans think that, you know, and I don't agree, but that, no harm, no foul. And for me to say, well, in this case, you should ignore those laws, but protect me with these laws I like, is more than just a little bit hypocritical.
Well, I think that it's not a little bit hypocritical in the sense that, and I understand where you're coming from, so I'm not jumping down your throat, but I would say that it's not hypocritical in that you own yourself, and you did before the Constitution came around, you did before the state constitutions came around, if you had been around at those times, and like people owned their bodies at that time, and for someone else to say you can't, you know, gamble if you so choose because I said so and I think it's immoral and you're going to ruin the children and our community is going to be turned into a cesspool of gang activity. But, you know, that kind of nonsense is what turns the community into a cesspool of Puritan activity and gets people who haven't hurt anyone thrown in jail and have had their money stolen when they're trying to feed hungry people.
As many people that might look at a situation like this and say, wow, that's a shame, what an outrage. I mean, because I would think that most people would be pretty outraged by a story about the police going and raiding a charity poker event. At least I hope they would. And so,
well, I'm outraged by the law that let them do it, but I'm not necessarily outraged by the fact that they're enforcing the law, because I frankly don't want
cops deciding which law to nullify. Because in
why not?
Places,
why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't the police?
In Texas, for example, in other states where, you know, fag bashing or lynching, the cops would be more than happy to let that slide because, you know, by gum, that guy shouldn't have been hitting on that other guy. He should have known better. He deserved killing. You know, I don't want the police having that kind of power.
Why? Wait a minute. What you're saying is you don't want the police to use any discretion when it comes to what it is they're ordered to do. So if the police are ordered to throw some Jews in an oven, you don't believe they should use any discretion.
If we get to the point where that law is on the books, or we put the people in authority that are ordering the cops to do that, then we're pretty much already hosed.
I'd say we're hosed already. There's just nothing we can do about it.
They're not putting anyone in ovens today, but they are putting millions of Americans behind bars for innocuous things like gambling and prostitution and drug possession and things like that.
Taking your tact on this, and I see where you're coming from, and I'm not 100% in disagreement with where you are. Do you think that the police officer that is enforcing that evil rule, whether, you know, whatever that evil rule might be, whether it's throwing people in ovens or whether it's, stealing money from food banks that are having illegal gambling going on, do you think the police officers doing that are doing something evil?
I don't know. I don't even know if the law should be concerned with good or evil. Or even necessarily right or wrong.
We're not asking about the law.
I'm not
asking what you think.
You know, whether the law is or not. If I do something, whether the law says it's legal or not, that is evil, then I have done something evil. The law doesn't make it good, right, or just.
I think bringing harm to another human being is evil.
Not to get totally philosophical on you, but just because something is good or evil doesn't necessarily mean it's right or wrong. I would submit that killing someone is always evil. But killing someone in defense of yourself or others might be the right thing to do.
I don't know if it's evil. You may submit that to me. I reject that out of hand. sorry. If a rapist has coming at my wife with the intent of doing something terrible to her and a big knife in his hand, me shooting him right in the forehead is not evil. It is against my religion, but it is not evil.
Something to think about, Tim. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I understand where he's coming from, the idea that bad laws, if bad laws are enforced, attention will be brought to them, and therefore they'll end up being repealed as a result of that. But if you look at the laws that we have, that these people have on the books, it's clear that that doesn't really ever happen. I mean, there have been so many examples of the police doing horrific things to innocent people. This poker raid was just one of the more recent ones. The
one in Virginia. Yeah, where they went and got the football pool and
the optometrist?
Had a SWAT raid. They shot a doctor in the head while he was on his knees and handcuffed. It was a mistake. But if you didn't have the SWAT team there enforcing it, the mistake wouldn't have happened.
Right. If police had the ability to say, if the police were actually a check on the legislature, you know, the executive branch being supposed to be a check on the legislative branch, if they actually did look at the legislature's laws that they're coming out with and they said, are you kidding? We're not going to do – we're sworn to serve and protect these people. This law is going to put innocent people that have never harmed anybody else behind bars. We would never enforce a law like this. If the police actually had the principles
and the courage –
That's
not how the executive check is supposed to work. I mean, the executive
branch. Well, why not? Wait. Are you telling me that the executive branch is just supposed to do absolutely anything that the Congress tells them to do?
Yeah.
Isn't the constitutionality supposed to be even a factor here?
They swear an oath to the Constitution on all
they
levels,
do.
So they should have to enforce it from a constitutional basis. However,
but they don't.
That's all I'm saying. The constitutions are set up so that they can pass silly laws like this, and it's the executive branch to enforce the law. However, the chief executive, whether it's the governor or the president, has the right to veto, and that's the executive branch's check. At that point, it's their opinion that the courts have to sort it out from there. Now, the courts have failed the public by now doing away with jury nullification, and they don't even advise juries of their right to nullify laws because juries got rid of, you know, in some cases slavery and got rid of the prohibition laws, back in the early 1900s. Juries were able to do that, and the judicial branch didn't like that because lawyers tell us what to do every step of our lives.
Look, Mark, if their job, and I don't believe this can be fixed, okay? I'm just talking theory here, right? This is their government system. This is their rules.
if their oath is to uphold the Constitution, and the executive, the head of the executive branch, whether the governor or the president or whoever, signs an unconstitutional law, then it should be the duty of the executive branch minions, if you will, to enforce the supreme law of the land and arrest the head executive.
I'd love
they
to see
be
it.
Doing, they should be doing that. They should be looking at those laws and saying, what the hell is this? This isn't legal. We're not going to enforce this. In fact, we're going to arrest the man that signed it. But again, I don't believe that any of these reforms can ever be implemented. The government is essentially an organization that is designed toward corruption. It is inevitably inherently corrupted and attracts those who are in search of power over others. I'm just saying, by their own rules, they could very well stand on principle and say, no, we are not going to go confiscate guns. No, we're not going to take people's freedom from them for possessing plant material or other chemicals. No, we aren't going to do these things because we're supposed to be protecting and serving. And it's because that they don't do that, that when you're driving down the road and some cop pulls in behind you and goes right up on your, you know, your booty there and starts to ride you and is tapping in your license plate in his cruiser, that's why most people that I know do not feel safe and sound with the police behind them. And they sure don't feel safe and secure and protected when the cherries go on and they get pulled over. Nobody I know feels that way. Nobody could possibly, who's ever experienced that, could possibly say that the police are out there doing serving and protecting of them. They're serving and protecting the state, and they're doing it so blindly and so obediently, it's sad. If they were actually out there thinking about what they're doing, then they could stop doing the horrible, horrific things that they're doing to people, and we wouldn't have to worry about people having to go out and do civil disobedience because they would actually be protecting and serving. But hey, that's fantasy land stuff, right? Because that's never going to happen.
Well, I'm of the opinion that they do levels of, yeah, they protect me, but at the same time, they enforce many arduous laws.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know how well they protect you. I think that's mostly a PR illusion. I think
just their very existence is protected.
I don't really believe that. I think that your protection is more likely coming from the fact that there's a chance you could be armed. And hour number two is coming up. You bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.